Zone Sports, ESPN Wilmington. I'm Randy Slack. Joining us in studio for Let's Be Frank, it's Dr. Frank. Doc, you like the intro there?
I did. I was over here laughing. That was pretty funny.
So yeah, we're
it
gonna
seem to fit.
We're having Dr. Frank, and he's going to come in on the show every Monday here from the Frank Institute. If you don't mind, real quick, just kind of let people know, maybe they don't know, what the hell is the Frank Institute?
So the Frank Institute, I started about 4 years ago when I just figured there's a better way to treat people.
Sure.
And rather than a reactionary kind of approach, I look in that field, you know, what's the underlying cause of disease? And that's what I try and treat. A lot of what I do now is men's health and wellness. So I do a lot of hormone therapy, testosterone, growth hormone precursors, erectile dysfunction, that kind of stuff. You know, guys coming to me and just not knowing where to turn, just being sick and tired, and they've gone to their other doctor, or they've gone to their primary care and have tried to figure out what's going on and, you know, aren't getting the results they want. They come to me and we look at things in a different way.
It's awesome. And the information, it's Frank Institute.
Frankinstitute.com.
Yeah.
The phone number is 910-679-8534.
Okay. Thanks for, we'll get all that information out there. We'll talk about that again. But I gotta ask you, did you watch the Super Bowl last night?
As much as I could.
So.
I got three little kids and so it was a little bit chaotic. I think I missed, trying to get them to bed. End of the first quarter, middle, up until about the middle of the second quarter.
Okay, so you didn't have little kids up watching that halftime show?
No, my 8-year-old came in and watched it. My wife came on, she was like, you don't, she's watching that. I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
Now, see, here's the thing. I'm 35. I'm just hanging out with my friends. I didn't think any. I was like, this is fine. But, you know, as somebody with a kid in the room, did it feel awkward at all? Or were you just kind of like, whatever. This is what the people are doing nowadays.
No, it was very, very awkward. The show was amazing, and
sure,
J-Lo and Shakira were incredible. But yeah, I mean, for an 8-year-old, and the problem is that I told Cora, I told my 8-year-old that Shakira is the voice of one of the characters in Zootopia, and so she wanted to see it. And I was like, as soon as it came on, I'm regretting this.
Yeah,
I was like, man, I wish I hadn't said that. But it was, you know, it was she was okay with it. She just watched it for a little bit, and then kind of was running around doing other stuff. And,
sure.
But it was, just was like, maybe this isn't the best.
It was interesting.
It was a lot of
twerking, a lot of dancing around. I hope when I get to 50, man, if I can be half as athletic as J-Lo, I'll be pretty thrilled with that.
I actually had one of my friends text me during the show and say, you know, how old are they and is that what you can do for me? Yes. Yeah. Well, I can't turn you into J-Lo, but I can give you energy and make you feel better and look better.
You can't. You can't make my butt look like that, though.
No. No. Not without a lot of plastic surgery.
Might be able to get you up on that pole, though.
No, I don't want to see that either.
You and me both, Dr. Frank. For Let's Be Frank, on ESPN Wilmington. We talked. You were in here last week. And you have like the craziest stories. You know everybody, and you like off the air today. You're like, oh, Jimmy G's killing me. He grew up in the town next door. And then, do you know Jimmy at all,
no,
or his family, or anything?
I know. I don't know the Garoppolos at all. But he, I'm from outside Chicago, so I was born in the first part of my life. I lived in Mount Prospect, which is the suburbs of Chicago, and Rolling Meadows, which is where Jimmy G grew up, is the next town over. So he actually went to Rolling Meadows High School. I actually went to Glenbrook North High School. And for the Duke fans, if you know that high school, it's where John Shire and Chris Collins went to high school.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I was excited when I found out, and then it all fell apart.
Yeah. You're kind of like, oh, yeah, it's my guy. It's my home kind of hometown guy.
Yeah, and then
until maybe the third quarter.
Yeah, and then Patrick Mahomes decided to play in the second half, and just he's unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's incredible.
It's nuts. It looked like, and again, I don't know if maybe he just had some bad throws. It looked almost at times he was fatigued. Because he was constantly scrambling around and doing everything himself, and you can't, I know they're professional athletes and physical specimens, but just running and throwing that much and sprinting that often has to wear you down.
I mean, he was constantly, was it Bosa?
Yeah.
He was being chased by him. Bosa's a big dude. I'd be running as fast as I could away from Bosa, too. He's a bad dude. But, yeah, it looked like he was just out of sorts.
Yeah.
Couldn't really get in a rhythm. And then in the third quarter, he just literally just flipped the switch and was like, oh, I'm the reigning MVP. Maybe I should play like it. And then all of a sudden, he was.
He remembered.
He remembered. What did he score? Three?
And he scored three in the final. Yeah, like the final 6 minutes, 5 minutes of the game. Yeah, it was a wild.
But he was tentative the first half. I mean, you could just see the tentativeness in him in the first half.
If we have tentativeness, can you help us out over at the Frankenstein?
So motivation is one of the decreased motivation is one of the side effects of low testosterone. Funny you should mention that. No, it seriously is. And I have several former professional athletes that I see. That live here in the area, and I see, and you know, my practice is very small. It's discreet. You know, it's a place where guys can come and talk about stuff that they can't really talk about with anybody else. But
sure,
you know, it's a good place where guys can actually come and heal and try and feel better. I love it. I walk into work every day excited and happy, and it's kind of cool. It's kind of like what you do.
Are you in
every day?
Are you kind of homeopathic oriented? Can we say?
Yeah. yes and no. I'm a Western trained doctor. I went to Jefferson Medical College in Philly. You know, I'm fellowship trained from Wake Forest Baptist in Winston-Salem, but I look at things in a holistic sense.
I know what you mean by
that. I hate that word.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. People think it's something else, but I know what you're getting at. It's a whole kind of a from a vantage point looking at the human body.
I look at everything about my patients. Everything. Just like you guys do in sports. You have to look at the entirety of the game.
Sure.
You have to look at the entirety of the situation. I do the same thing. You know, I have to understand everything about the person in order to really be able to treat them the way that they need to and get them feeling the way they want to.
And you do a lot of different things, you know, just as like a side, I got to ask you, how did you get the gig with the UFC? Because the UFC was in Raleigh,
right.
And you're like, oh yeah, I gotta work that event. Like, how does that work? Did Dana White call you? Do you know Dana White's best friend? Are you and Bruce Buffer hang out? How's that?
No,
work?
I don't know Dana White. It'd be cool to know him though. Here's a decent guy. So this was 9 years ago. I was in my fellowship at Wake Forest.
Okay.
And I was training at the gym, and the guy who owned the gym was also a fight promoter. Just something happened. The doctor bailed at the last minute. He saw me and was like, "Hey, have you ever worked a MMA fight?" I was like, "No." He's like, "Good, you got one tonight. Be there at 5.
Wow.
So I went home. I went home and jumped on the Boxing Commission website and read about everything I needed to do. I mean, I should admit that on air, but
I googled it,
but not too far. But I mean, I had I started my career as a neurosurgeon, so there's not a lot of stuff that I had like that made me uncomfortable.
Right.
So it's a bunch of guys just beating the snot out of each other. So I was like, okay, I just go and the UFC fight. I did the UFC fight in Charlotte 2 years ago, and then that UFC fight in Raleigh was like my 30th fight.
Wow.
It's fun. I love it. It's really something cool that I never in a million years thought I would do and fell into it, and now I love it.
You brought up an aspect I didn't think about when we think about what a doctor might be involved with. Obviously, if guys are getting cut up, you might be looking at that. If a guy gets knocked out, you might be, checking the cobwebs, that kind of goes. But like if a guy gets choked out, like a guy was submitted in one of the fights, and you mentioned to me, you're like, I was like, oh my God, is this guy going to wake up? You got to kind of pay attention to all that stuff with those guys.
You do, and I've had some really, really bad knockouts where I've been in the ring almost before they hit the ground. Like I could just see it coming, and guys just, they start twitching and they go out, and then they're non-responsive, and it's called agonal breathing, which means they're not breathing appropriately. And it only lasts about 30 seconds, but when you're there and literally everyone is looking to you to save these guys, it feels a lot longer. But thankfully, like there was a guy that got choked out in Raleigh last weekend, and by the time I got in there, he was fine. But he went down and his legs went limp and he started twitching and I was like, oh, no. Let's not have this happen tonight. And ran in there we got him up on the stool within 3 minutes. He was talking to me within 5 minutes. He was walking around. He walked himself back and I sat back in the medical tent in the back with him for about 5 or 10 minutes and he was great.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're just kind of there as a first responder situation, and then they would go to another medical facility to get looked at.
Yeah,
right?
I think we sent three at the Raleigh fight. We sent three guys to the ER.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was crazy. That's the most. We had actually, at all times, we had three ambulances there. Man. I mean, there were five doctors. I mean, it was...
Right.
There was... It's a... The UFC does an amazing job putting their fights on. It's so well organized, and it's just... It's so exciting. And I actually got to talk to Bruce Buffer.
Oh, nice.
After the fights, and took a picture with him. And he is so... He's 62.
Really?
And I told him, I'm like, you make the fights. I mean, there was one fight where I forget which one it was. He was talking, and then when he was announcing the other fighter, they were like almost face to face, and he was screaming at him, and you could see like Bruce was feeding off his energy just as much as the fighter was feeding off of his. And I was over there, I was like, I was ready to jump in the octagon. Like, yeah, and then I realized, no, I don't want to fight these guys because they're all crazy.
Yeah.
And these are some tough dudes.
No cage fighting for you.
No, and I got to see Sarah McMahon, who is the Olympic silver medalist.
Yeah.
Fight. Oh my God, is she impressive? She just—it was like she just completely dominated her opponent.
Yeah.
And so I mean, the talent of these fighters and the will and the what they put their bodies through and how they're able to recover—it's amazing. I mean, from just a medical perspective,
yeah,
it's really cool.
You know what that does to the human body, and it's like, wow, these guys can get up and do this again. Jeez.
Yeah, and they do it willingly.
Yeah, they do it willingly.
I mean, I've trained. You know, I've done some stuff a little bit here and there, and I've gotten hit in the face and. You know, it's. I think Mike Tyson said it best. He goes, "Everyone has a plan until you get hit in the face,
sure.
And then you don't have a plan anymore." And then it's just. And I've been there. I've been in rounds where I got hit, and I'm like, "Oh well, I was going to try and do this, but now I'm just going to tackle him and hope for the fact that I'm 6 inches taller than he is. Let's see if that's going to work for me."
Dr. Frank in studio with us. You know, we've talked. You know, some when people that you know you feel tired. You know, hormone replacement things like that. You mentioned working with former athletes. Are you working with any current athletes as well?
No. Okay. So that is a hard line that I've drawn.
Okay.
I've been asked in the past
to
work with current athletes, and I won't. I really, really, really like my medical license.
Sure.
I worked really hard to get it, and just doing the performance enhancing, it's not what I do. Conceptually, it's not what I do. I know there are other people that do it, and that's their decision, but that's not why I do what I do. You know, I'm here to try and get people back to feeling optimal, not to be superhuman.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean like you're helping some guy cheat to, you know, get his 40 times shorter. I was just curious, you know.
No, it's okay. I see where you're going with that. It's fine. It's too late now. You already offended me.
Well, that was the last edition of Let's Be Frank with Dr. Frank.
Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Coming in next Monday, not Dr. Frank, on it'll be Let's Not Be Frank.
No, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to get a call later from Christine. She's going to be like, you really made Dr. Frank upset. That's fine.
No, see, this is my, you can't see this is radio, but this is my upset face.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
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 Okay.
You've been mad the entire time.
The whole time I've been upset.
I'm mad every day. I have to work too. Dr. Frank from Let's Be Frank, thefrankinstitute.com. Again, if you're looking for hormone replacement, if you're just not feeling good,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're there to help people out.
And sometimes I'm not the right person for you. But, you know, if you come in and we run blood work or we talk and I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't think I can help you, but I think this person or this is the specialty you need to go to or, then, you know, I'm all about trying to be a resource for people.
Right.
And I have, you know, I have on my business cards my email. When I go give talks and when I do presentations, I leave my cards. And I've gotten emails 3 years later from people. Being like, mm-hmm. Hey, Dr. Frank, I saw you back in 2018. And I kind of don't even remember being there. That's terrible. Maybe I need to test out.
Yeah, there you go.
And they're just, hey, you know, I read this article or my doctor wants to put me on this. What do you think? And I'll either send an email back or I'll jump on the phone with them for 5 minutes and... Just do what I can to help.
Is this, you specialize in men's health issues?
So I do men's and women's.
And women's.
And women's health. So hormone replacement for men and women. We have a new technology, which is amazing. It's an acoustic wave machine for erectile dysfunction and for pelvic floor dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Basically for women, for like urinary incontinence, like mm-hmm. women who have had 2-3 children. That, you know, when they run, that we had a lady the other day said, I can't jump on the trampoline with my kids without having issues.
Sure.
And we've done two of the four treatments on her already, and it's gone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. it's pretty amazing.
Very
it's
awesome.
An incredible machine. And it's completely painless, which is even better because if you're, it's a sensitive area for men and women. And the last thing you want is, feel.
This is going to hurt. Yeah.
I'm not going to feel a thing, but you might feel it. No, it's completely painless.
Is there any pain?
No, I don't feel a thing. But no, it's really an amazing machine. And we're really excited to have one.
Yeah, he's Dr. Frank for the Frank Institute. I like that we call this segment Let's Be Frank because, you mentioned it. If you're not working for, if what you do doesn't work for somebody, you'll tell them. Mm-hmm. Every time I've talked to you, you're an honest, upfront dude. So, it's good to have people like that around, especially when it comes to your health.
Yeah, I try to be transparent. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of misinformation. You need someone to just take an honest look at your health and be like, look, this is what you're doing. If you come to me and you're doing everything great, but you are not eating appropriately, you're not doing mm-hmm. the other stuff on your mm-hmm. end, well, guess what? You're going to get a much less percentage improvement than you would if you take care of yourself.
You're going to give them the bigger picture and mm-hmm. instead of just, I got a pain right here. How can we fix that?
Yeah. No, it's digging down and figuring out what is going on. How do we fix it? There's a bunch of different ways to treat this kind of stuff, and we figure out what works best. But it really is fun because it changes guys' lives. I mean,
it's awesome.
Guys come in and it's 2 o'clock, it's 3 o'clock, and they're crashing, and they're like, hey, mm-hmm. I still got 3 more hours of work, or I got to do something. And they come to me and I get them balanced, and they just kind of. Motor through the day and feel good, and you're not going to leap tall buildings in a single bound, but you're going to feel like you did. You're going to feel like you should. That's what I tell guys.
Awesome. It's Dr. Frank for the Frank Institute, frankinstitute.com. Dr. Frank, thanks for coming in, man.
No, thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to this. I have to say, I'm really excited.
Yeah, we're looking forward too. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, so we're glad you're here.
Well, good. I'm glad I'm here.
It's the first time. I've been doing this. I've been doing this for years. I'm still terrible at it.
No, ask
anybody on Facebook.
No one says that to you, to your face, that you know about.
That's true.
I do.
When we come back, Mike will take a look at local sports. Also, top five Super Bowl commercials. It wasn't really that great last night.
You know what?
Okay.
My favorite commercial was the first one. When the kid, it was.
Oh
it was
my God!
The, and the kid ran into the stadium.
Absolutely.
At the end. I was like, I was blown away. I was like, best one by far.
Yeah.
Best one.
And they handled it so well because then the kid ran in the stadium too. Yeah.
It was a ton of fun. It was cool.
Absolutely.
The rest of them were in.
I got my favorite five, but that one was absolutely, that was nuts. Sligo Sports, ESPN Wilmington.